Light takes you on a journey. A journey where you'll explore the nuances of energy. You'll visit the angelic realms and study the ancient wisdom and teachings of spirituality. We want you to reach within and discover the magnificent being that you came here to be. We help shine God's divine healing light by bringing love, light, and blessings into your world. And now, here is the host of Healing Light, Terry Van Horn.
Hello there, and welcome to Healing Light. This is Terry Van Horn, and I just want to thank everybody who has been here with us today, and also those who listen to us in the archives. And, you know, I really appreciate you guys so very much. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I would like to get some feedback from you. If you can go onto my Facebook page, Healing Light Online, I would love to hear some ideas, things that you would like to learn about during our radio programs. So I even have like a posting right now up there about today's program, but I would love to hear from you about what you're interested in, and we'll go and tailor things towards your preferences. So that is, you know, something that I would like to do to give back to you. Now, for those who aren't familiar with who I am, some people call me a spiritual mentor, but you know, really, I'm not any different from anybody else. You know, I'm just somebody who's hanging out, trying to get through to every way that I can, just like everybody else is. I am a Reiki master healer and teacher, and I specialize in distant healing, color, crystal, and vibrational healing. And I also do a lot of intuitive readings and counseling, and I'm a medical intuitive. So some people think that's something really interesting and cool. I am the earthly representative of an amazing consortium of beings called the Fifth Element. Now, this group basically is huge. They switch around a lot. So it's not as though I can say, you know, and give you like three or four or five different names. This is a big group of beings. They're angels, they're ascended masters, they're guides, they're all sorts of things. And they send messages through all the time that they want me to share with everybody else. Now, I'm also the author of several books and wrapping a couple of them up as we speak. You can find all of them on Amazon or my website. On Amazon, it's easy. You just type in my name, Terry Van Horn, and it'll pull up the page with all the books. Or you can go to my website. It's healinglightonline.com. And then, of course, you can always find me on Facebook and Twitter and all those other social media things. Now, today we're going to finish our series of sessions on archangels. And one of the things that I was guided to do every time we started these sessions on archangels was to say the prayer of St. Francis. And I love this prayer. This is probably my favorite one of every prayer from every form of spirituality. This is my number one. So, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, and it is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born again to eternal life. I just think that is such a beautiful prayer, and also such a wonderful sentiment, because, you know, we really do come here to be an instrument of divine peace and divine love. That's part of our mission. And even though sometimes we're running around wanting to know, like, what am I supposed to be doing? What is my mission? What is this? What is that? That's part of it. You know, being an instrument of divine peace and love, sharing it and showing it to everyone that we come around. Now, being divine love does not mean being a scapegoat. It doesn't mean running around with, you know, your eyes closed and accepting all sorts of, you know, horrible behaviors. It doesn't mean that we're supposed to necessarily become best friends with people who are rapists or murderers or thieves or anything like that. What it does mean, though, is that we are here to show them unconditional and divine love, to pray for them, and to help them on a spiritual level. Now, although it may seem impossible at times, the way that I see it and the way that it's been shown to me is that regardless of how heinous someone's behavior is, there is still a spark of God within them. And that little spark, that little essence of God, their soul, their spirit, their higher self, whatever you want to call that, that is the part that I choose to love unconditionally. That's the part of them that I choose to honor. There have been people in my life who have hurt me tremendously and who, on many levels, it's difficult to forgive, in all honesty. I've worked on it for many years. But I will still honor that spark of God within them. I don't have to like them. I don't have to be their best friend. I don't have to talk to them or even think about them. It's about honoring that one special thing. And the rest of it just has to take care of itself. You know, the rest of it, we have to leave to God to decide and to determine exactly what happens and where things go. All we can do is honor that aspect of them, ask for forgiveness, grant them forgiveness, and then we're able to move forward. And when we do that, that really lets go of some blocks, big, major blocks. You know, it can be a block from any aspect of your life. Opportunities, abundance, prosperity, relationships, health, all of that can pretty much be relieved by just doing the forgiveness. Bless the person, release them, thank them for the things that they taught you. You know, people start giving me a hard time about saying this, and they don't know my story. But, you know, I was raped when I was about, about 22 or so. And it was hard. You know, it was tough. I was living alone. And during that time, it really wasn't something that was easy to discuss with the parents or other people, because a lot of times they will accuse the victim of being responsible. So I didn't discuss it and I didn't prosecute it. Now, it doesn't mean that I have to thank that man for raping me. I don't have to thank him for treating me badly, for having me absolutely terrified out of my mind, or anything else. But I can thank him for the lessons that I learned and the strength that I gained through that experience. I learned who would stick by me. I learned how strong I am. I learned that I could get past it. So even though it might be an awful experience, it might be highly negative, it's not that we're thanking the person for abusing us or treating us badly or for whatever it is that happened. We are thanking them for the opportunity that they gave us to learn and to grow. Now, in doing that also does not give anyone else permission to do anything bad to me or, you know, anyone that's in my life. You know, we're not saying that it's okay or those behaviors are acceptable. In my case, I'm just saying thank you for teaching me life lessons that I needed to learn so that my soul and my spirit can continue to grow and expand. So now I don't have to learn some of those lessons in another way. I was also very much emotionally, psychologically abused by my mom from like day one. And that went on up until my mid-40s, whenever I finally cut ties with her. Do I thank her for all the times that she made me suffer? No. I thank her for the lessons, because there were a lot of lessons in that. One is that I cannot judge myself by the opinions of others. You know, if someone wants to say something bad about me, I need to know and be assured of who I am. Also, teaching me forgiveness and teaching me that it's really okay to let go and walk away. I had a hard time doing that. I had conversations with her for 30 years trying to resolve the issue, and it never worked. So I had to walk away. And I'm not suggesting that anyone wait 30 years either, by the way. But it did teach me a lot of lessons. And there are some of the lessons I'm still working with and struggling with even now and even today. So I always ask for guidance, and I get it, and I'm moving forward. And when we get back, we're going to talk about some of the archangels.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello! Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at deblivmedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
Want to know some fun facts about colonoscopies? Colon cancer is 90% preventable. A colonoscopy can detect and prevent colon cancer in one fell swoop. But here's a not-so-fun fact. Lots of people are so uncomfortable even talking about a colonoscopy that they never get one. If you're 50 or 45 for African Americans, get screened now. Maybe even earlier if you have a family history. To schedule a screening today, visit StopColonCancerNow.com.
You're listening to Healing Light, and this is Terry Van Horn. We're talking today about some of the lesser-known archangels. Now, over the past few weeks, we've been talking about a lot of the primary archangels, you know, the ones that everybody's heard of. But actually, there are many other ones who are amazing. I mean, amazing and have tremendous things that they do and that they're responsible for. So what I thought I would do is just kind of go down the list and introduce you to some of these lesser known archangels. But there is something that I want to preface this with. You know, if you need help from the angels, you don't need to carry a list with you that says this one does this and this one does this and this one does this. So you know exactly who to call on in time of crisis or need. Okay. Sometimes we know automatically who it is that we need to call on. Some we have a real connection with. But remember that names are a human thing. Okay? So angels respond telepathically. You know, you say prayers to yourself, you know, quietly whenever you're doing that. Well, angels are the same way. They connect that way. So if you need assistance from any of the angels, any of the ascended masters, obviously God, if you need assistance, you do not have to go through a roll call. Okay? They are here all the time, everywhere. They can deal with, you know, millions of issues at a time. And, you know, I have this very specialized prayer when I need something. It said, guys, I need help. Please help me with this. Because nobody knows better who to take care of any specific situation than the angels. I'm not going to go and stick, you know, ask one specifically to go do something that another one would be better at. Now, obviously, for healing, Raphael. For protection, Michael. But there are many other angels that can help us in a lot of ways. And so I just want you to know that you don't have to specifically have everything memorized. I mean, honestly, I don't. There's no way I can memorize it all and keep that all in my brain. So when you need help, just say, angels, help me. And they will. So you don't have to worry about keeping detailed lists and memorizing everything. But I am going to give you information about some other ones that you may not have heard of, and we'll kind of go from there. So we're going alphabetically with this group. And the first one is Amethyst. Now, Archangel Amethyst is the divine feminine partner for Archangel Zadkiel. And the stone Amethyst, which I absolutely love, is the materialization of her ray, and it carries that angelic light of transmutation and healing from her. So remember that whenever you carry an amethyst with you or wear it, you've got an angel right there with you. Now, amethyst is the angelic holder of the gold and silver violet flame, and those are two of the most powerful forces in the universe. Now, when you want to work with her intentionally, for specific things, you can use the affirmation, I am the gold and silver violet flame. When we use that phrase, then we're able to access not only the energies, but we're able to access spiritual connections of the highest order. So, you know, Amethyst is a great angel to work with. And the stone is just incredible to work with. Okay, so our next one is Aurora. Now, most people would think of Aurora as the princess in Sleeping Beauty, but she was actually named after this angel. Now, Archangel Aurora is the divine feminine counterpart of Archangel Uriel. And her name means the dawn. And what she does is she helps us with self-confidence and self-worth. I mean, those are two big ones that, like, we all need assistance with. So envision Aurora as a brilliant golden energy. And she helps with that whole solar plexus chakra. And ask for her guidance when you're starting a new project, or, you know, just to help you gather the information and knowledge that you need to be successful in any given project. And it's also really beneficial to tell her things like your hopes and your dreams, everything that you really need, so that she can help you make that happen. You know, she really will help bring in all that you need to achieve some of your greatest aspirations. Now, this next one is Archangel Butiel. And this is spelled B-U-T-Y-A-L-I-L. Now, he's one of those angels that we don't hear too much about, you know, like ever. But he has a truly Herculean task before him. He's what's called a universal angel. And, you know, I had been told about universal angels through some meditations a couple years ago, and I didn't quite get what it was about. But the more I learned about angels, the more that I learned that the universal angels are the ones that are helping more than just humanity. And what he does is that he keeps order in the universe with all the currents, all the energy, everything that impacts the earth. Now, naturally, he brings in a great deal of masculine energy because, you know, that's logic and reason and, you know, organization and things like that, which we all need. And when he enters our orbit of the planet, he comes through the pyramids, which is amazing because the pyramids are also sacred geometry. So it all kind of fits in there together. Now, his role is like so vast and so amazing that he communicates and he works in cooperation with many of the archangels that are over and working with other planets. Now, Archangel Perlmik is also an amazing angel that works with the nature kingdom, and the two of them work together as well as with Metatron and the Seraphim. So, really powerful group here that works together to help us on a universal level. And so we need to really connect in with them so that we can work on those levels as well. Now we have Charity. And Archangel Charity is a beautiful and obviously very feminine angel. She's all about giving and loving and basically the whole concept of what charity is. Because charity is compassion. And one of her responsibilities is to help humanity become much more loving on an unconditional level, which is exactly what I was being guided to talk about just a few minutes ago. She's also about helping us so that we can give generously and becoming more benevolent. You know, when we give and do for others, it's really important to do it out of love and out of compassion, not because, well, you know, if I go and give and donate to them, then I'm going to get something else back. And, you know, we're not, that's not giving unconditionally, and that's not loving and being generous. That is giving with an ulterior motive. It doesn't work. You know, really doesn't work. The angels, they know the difference. So ask Charity to help you with that. She also carries the deepest wisdom of the heart. And she is more than happy to share all of that with others once they ask for her assistance. Now, she is the divine feminine counterpart to Archangel Shamuel. And she also carries his gentle and compassionate, soft and heartwarming presence. So the two of them are just an amazing, beautiful pair. And, you know, if you haven't figured it out or you're not aware of it, you know, angels do come in male and female energies, just as everything else. You know, the universe is a duality, dark, light, hot, cold, positive, negative. And the angels work in partnership with the male and female energies. Now, Archangel Christiel. Christiel helps to develop our causal chakra. Now, that's the area that's right above the crown chakra, And it holds our soul, our higher self, our higher mind, you know, our consciousness, whatever you want, however you refer to it. He also helps us to learn to silence this aspect of our mind so that we can receive downloads of information from the spiritual realms. You can kind of call Christiel the Archangel of Monkey Mind, you know, because he really helps shut all of that down. You know, the causal chakra is really important because it's the first of the transpersonal chakras, which are basically the chakras that are out of the body. And this is where we're able to bring the light of our own soul down into our mental body. And what Christiel can do is help us to actually reseat our soul within our body. You know, a lot of times we're not connected with that. We're not connected with our higher self. You know, our higher self's off over here doing one thing and our physical body's over here doing something else. And it's just kind of a hot mess. But Christiel helps with that. And he helps kind of like pull us all together so that we, our personality, our humanness is totally connected to our higher self. And when that happens, it's magical. It is amazing. And it really helps us with our own spiritual development, and it helps us so that we have a much higher level of intuition and focus. Now, Christiel is, his color is silver. And the stone that he most works with is Numite, which is an amazing, really, really ancient stone. So use those two to connect with Christiel and pull that higher self back into your body. When we get back, we're going to talk about some more.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Hi there, and welcome back to Healing Light. This is Terry Van Horn, and today we're talking about a lot of the lesser known archangels. You know, let's face it, some archangels just have a better PR team than others. You know, there are only actually a couple that were mentioned in the Bible. I think the only ones that were mentioned were Gabriel and Michael. And then in other religious and spiritual texts, then other angels started coming through the forefront. But there are really a lot of them, actually thousands. Probably hundreds of thousands of archangels. And as we grow and continue, and we have amazing people like Diana Cooper, Dolores Cannon, you know, obviously Doreen Virtue and, you know, my buddy, my sweetheart, Radley Valentine, the more they work with the angels and Kyle Gray also, then we get more information and we learn more about them. And that just helps us to reconnect with them more and have like a better semi-personal relationship with them, you know, because it's easier when we can relate to them a little bit better. Now, this next one you might find just a tiny bit surprising, and this is Archangel Ezekiel. Now, many of you have heard about Ezekiel from the Bible. Well, Ezekiel is the angel of transformation, and he's going to help you transition with grace and ease and really help you build and create a self-transformational process and help it happen slowly, you know, because we don't want any of this stuff to be like a crash course, because then you start going into all sorts of healing crises. Now, he brings the gift of being willing to open your mind and your heart to change and transform, and helps you trust that everything is going to unfold just as you need it to be better. He also shows us the many gifts and opportunities that each one of us have to help us so that we can create those things that we truly desire in our life. And he helps us so that we can fulfill our life's purpose and our dreams at the same time. Another thing that he does is he helps us to focus on clearing space to create this transformation and to keep our vibrations high enough so that we can accomplish it and move along our path. So Ezekiel, you know, he mastered transformation here on the earthly plane by ascending up into the heavens. So he's helping us so that we can do the same thing. Now we have Archangel Faith. Now, she's the twin flame to Archangel Michael, and she's one of the lesser-known archangels, you know, kind of takes a back seat to him, but that's okay. She's really very, very powerful, and also, as with all the other archangels, can help us out at any time. She carries a beautiful and powerful divine feminine energy. Now, one of her primary tasks is to help us to increase our own faith, and she teaches us to be able to trust not only in ourselves, but in life and the universe. You know, that's hard to do for every single one of us, and we all need a little bit of Archangel Faith in our lives. Now, she really is one of the most powerful energies and angels that we have. And she can guarantee success in all of our endeavors and draws some really amazing rewards from the universe on our behalf. So if you're kind of in, you know, like at a crossroads or something, ask Faith for help, and she will really help you out in many, many different ways. Okay, this next one, I am guaranteed to butcher the name. I always do. I think every time I say it differently. This is Archangel Freya. It's F-H-E-L-Y-A-I. Freya. And this archangel is in charge of the welfare of animals, both on Earth and when they cross over the Rainbow Bridge. So we call on this particular one to help heal, support, and encourage our pets, as well as the human companions that are here to take care of that animal. Now, he also provides a wonderful family-like kind of essence that's surrounding the animal, particularly when it's time for them to cross over, so that they're not frightened and they know that they are fully supported. You know, because angels do this way more gracefully than, or the angels and the dogs and the cats and all of our pets do this so much more gracefully than humans do most of the time. Now, this angel can also provide us with guidance and communication with animals. And he works with all animals, domestic and the wild animals. So if you do have concerns about them or about your own pet, ask him for assistance. And he'll be right there to help you with it and to help you really kind of communicate and get some more insight from your pet. Now, this next one is Archangel Garcia. And she's the twin flame to Archangel Butiel. She carries another, you know, even more powerful feminine energy to assist in the alignment of those that work within the earth and all of the earthly kingdoms. Now, one of her roles is to assist Archangel Sandalphon and Rokiel to clear the Earth Star Chakra for humanity. Now, when that happens, then the divine light can come right down into the planet and really work to the benefit of us all. She also looks after the ley lines and help to keep them cleansed. And she works with the energy of the full moon to help strengthen and align our planetary grid. So she has a lot that she works with on our behalf and extremely, extremely helpful with it. Now there's Hope. Archangel Hope is another really very powerful kind of behind the scenes angel. You know, she has that delicate feminine energy that you may feel whenever she's around, but there's some power behind this gal, you know, just like the others. Now, Hope is the angel of compassion. And so the people that she generally focuses on are those who have lost all hope or have lost their way. But that doesn't mean that she can't help all the others as well. Now, she's, you know, one of those supporting behind the scenes archangels, but she visits and works with those who are depressed, and she helps to show them that there really is a light at the end of the tunnel. Even though the angels aren't supposed to step in and do anything unless they have permission, she can kind of just stand there and show that light and flash that light at the end of the tunnel so that those who are depressed can see it. You know, she wants to bring hope to everyone who feels that they're lost. And she helps us so that we can hold some of our highest aspirations. So she is working, you know, on all scales, all levels of people. She also helps to purify our visions so that they can become much more clear to us. And that's a big thing too, because a lot of times we have these visions and then we have like no idea what it means. So she's very good for helping with that. Now we also have Archangel Jules. Now Jules is a twin flame of Rokiel, and her powerful energy is responsible for maintaining the health of the oceans. Now she's got her work cut out for her right now, and that's okay. What happens is she works very, very deep in the ocean, and one of her tasks is to govern the alignment of the tectonic plates. Now, I actually ran across Archangel Jules because I was doing some meditations and going into this temple area that was beneath the surface of the ocean. And it was, you know, pretty deep. And that's where I encountered her. And she's just this beautiful, beautiful spirit. You know, she's responsible for the health and the healing of all the planet's water supplies. Whether it's, you know, oceans, seas, rivers, streams, lakes, ponds, you name it. Now, she also works very closely with the dolphins and the mermaids to bring awareness to the health of the oceans so that humanity can begin to clean them up. I have been working with her for a couple of years now to help bring that awareness to people and to get them to pray and to, you know, work towards healing the oceans. Not everyone can take action. You know, we don't all live on the coast or, you know, beach so that we can go and work on the oceans. But prayers do work, and they have worked. They're going to continue to work. We just have to stay focused on it. Work with her, and she's going to make it happen for sure. Now, Lavender. Lavender is the twin flame of Archangel Mariel, and obviously her color is lavender. And what she does is she helps to bring in the softness of healing and purity and cleansing. Now, her primary function is to assist us to just relax and allow the energy to flow around us and to help us go with the stream instead of against it. Now, that's a huge job, because how hard is it for us to relax these days? You know, I have caught myself even on the table about to receive, you know, a Reiki or healing session or massage or something, and it takes me a few moments to relax my body. I have to consciously work to do that. I don't just like lay down and immediately I'm relaxed. And then, you know, there's the mind. So, you know, call on lavender. Also use the lavender plant to help with this, to help with that relaxation, because it is very important. That's how your body heals. It's once we're relaxed, it gives us the opportunity to heal. Now, lavender is like so loving and so compassionate. She really has a very big soft spot for children. And she is going to be there to help them during gestation and birth. So she is there supporting that child as they go through the entire birth process, which is beautiful. Now we have Mallory. Mallory is the twin flame to Archangel Christiel. And her job is really about bringing that divine feminine in our lives and helping us during times of shift. She also helps us open up that right brain. We'll be back and talk about a few more of the archangels. See you in a bit.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
To read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Hi, this is Tony Bennett, and I'm a volunteer for LifeBeat. Music industry fights AIDS. We all know that there are some new medications for people with AIDS, but there is still no cure. This is why I personally volunteer for LifeBeat. The AIDS crisis is not over, and people need help. Volunteer for your local AIDS organization. They need you.
Hi there. Welcome back to Healing Light. This is Terry Van Horn. We're talking about some of the lesser known archangels. And, you know, I still have like six more to go through here. So I'm going to kind of run through them quickly because I do want to share with you about each one of them, because they're all amazing in their, you know, own sense and in their own, you know, areas. Now, the next one is Mariel. And Mariel actually brings to us the wisdom of the divine masculine. Now, Mariel is in charge of the development of the higher aspects of the solar star chakra, which is the 11th one, and that's where we hold our ancestral links and patterns. So Mariel helps with getting some of that stuff straightened out a little bit. He'll help us to cleanse it and to clear this particular area and aura of any unhelpful links and attachments. So he's going to help us cut those cords because, you know, we don't always need all this ancestral garbage to drag around. We have enough of our own now. We don't need it from the past. So he helps us to do that. Now, another one of the things that he does that's amazing is that he collects energy from the sun to share with people and with other angels. And I thought that was so cool. So if you need an extra little burst of energy, just call on him and ask him, you know, to send you some because he's harnessing it from the sun, which is amazing. Now, here's one that might surprise you. Her name is Archangel Mary. Now, Mary is a universal angel in that she has got one of the highest frequencies of all of the angels. Now, she overlit, she covered and protected the mother of Jesus. And then his mother assumed her name. And that's where we got Mother Mary, because she wanted to honor this angel for all that she did to help her as she carried, delivered, and raised Jesus. Now, Archangel Mary and her angels are, you know, so filled with compassion and healing energy. You know, she is the feminine counterpart of Archangel Raphael. So you can't get better than those two for healing. So call on her if you want to help someone who's recently crossed over. And she and her angels will help direct them to the light. You know, and that brings up another point, is that the archangels have angels who work under them. Okay? They're just kind of like the executives in the company. So they have those who work alongside them and with them and for them. Now, Mary has a very special place in her heart for children, naturally. So she can and she will respond to the call from all hearts of all mothers. Now, that doesn't necessarily leave dads out, okay? But, you know, there's something special about a mother's prayer. We can't deny that. And so Mary responds to that, and she helps out in any way that she can to at least kind of soothe and comfort the situation. Now we have Archangel Perlamutr. Now, he is the archangel that is in charge of the nature kingdom and the elementals. Now, you know, the elementals are like the fairies and the mermaids and the unicorns. I mean, these are, you know, earth nature angels. You know, just because they're in a different form and maybe really tiny doesn't mean that they're any less powerful. Nature angels can transform a lot, but they're all referred to as elementals. Now, Perlamutr's responsibility is to ensure that we're all working together in accordance with spiritual laws for the highest good of the planet. My God, what a job. Okay, that's a lot. And we need to help him as much as we possibly can. Now, he's working with humanity right now to help them so that they can be much more conscious and aware of nature and seeing what it is that we're doing, you know, because we're not doing a fabulous job. So his angels constantly are whispering in our ears to set the earth free, free the animals, reduce the concrete, you know, clear the waters, to do everything that we can to help to heal the earth. And that is his primary responsibility, is to clean and clear this planet. And in doing that, he's working with all of the resources of all of the elementals. So, you know, don't discard those fairies, because they are really powerful and they're going to work tremendously to help save nature. Now we have Archangel Raphael. Now, Raphael is another universal angel, which means that he has very, very high vibrational frequency. And, which is kind of ironic, because he works very deep down in the earth. And he takes that connection of the earth star even deeper into Gaia. So we have a very high frequency archangel doing something that is just incredibly grounded. Now, because of this, his color is black, and he takes on all of the energy that comes down through the chakras of those that are ready to shed the darkness and open up to the highest. So he takes all of that darkness, all the negativity, all the gunk that's in there, and takes it down into the earth to be healed and transmuted into love so that we can then be filled with light. Isn't that an amazing job? So he also helps with the stellar gateway and the earth star chakras to open simultaneously when it's time for our ascension. So he helps out tremendously in all of this. Now we have Archangel Boku Monarch. Okay. This one, he actually revealed God's message to Zoroaster about 2,500 years ago. According to Zoroastrians, he's one of the six archangels who's guarded the presence of the Lord of Light and helps to imbue goodwill, excellent truth, wishes for kingdoms, devotion, wholesomeness, and non-death. Now we have one more. And, you know, I save him because I believe in saving the very best for last. And that is my dear friend and constant companion, Walter. Walter is the ultimate archangel. Walter helps us with safe travels, and he'll always find you that right and perfect parking spot, no matter how crowded everything is. But call on Walter whenever you're taking off on a journey, whether it's one, you know, two blocks down the road or 2,000 miles away. You know, call on him and ask him to help you with that. And he will. And he will help protect you along the way. I love working with Walter. You know, he has like 2 to 3 parking spots reserved for me at the grocery store. If I ask him for help, every single time I will have a grocery, you know, one of those 3 spots will be open for me. It's amazing. And it's funny, you know? And the thing about Walter is that he really started teaching me more about faith. Because it's like if I leave my house and say, Walter, I'm on my way. I really need a parking spot bad. And then I let it go. And then I get to my destination and there's a parking spot. And I know that I'm going to have one. And I thought, good Lord, if I could just let everything else go the way I do that and trust the angels and let them do their job, how amazing life would be. Now, next week, we're going to talk about living in a material world, how to stay spiritual in spite of all the stuff that goes on around us. On the 17th, we're going to do Finding Your Inner Peace. And on the 24th, we're going to have Divine Discussions with Todd. Now, Todd is an amazing young man who is in spirit form. And we're going to talk to his mom, Sherry, who wrote a wonderful book. And Sherry and Todd are like the most inspiring people in the universe. I love working and doing things with her. And Todd loves hanging out at my house to play with the dogs and horses. He was a big horse child whenever he was here on the earth. Now, I'm also doing courses on Om Times experts. I'm one of them. And we're doing online courses that are live. Mine called Living in a Material World is going to start next Tuesday, and it's going to run for 3 weeks. Then I'm going to have a week off, and then we're going to really get in depth with working with the angels. You know, we've talked about it some here, But we're going to really get down into let's work in with these guys and finding the best way to make things happen for you in a positive and loving way. So check that out. It's really inexpensive. You have 4 hours worth of sessions plus materials. It's live. I will be working with each person in the class. So it's not like I'm going to have like a million people in there. Okay. I'm going to be working with you individually. And the cost for this is only $44. So check out my Facebook page. Check out my website, healinglightonline.com. And you can find the links to it and get signed up. So this is going to be like a really fun class because it really is going to be more like one-on-one, helping you make this happen and work with your angels. So I just want to thank everybody so much for joining us and being with us today. And remember, if you can't catch us live, you can always find us on the archives. So thank you again so much for being with us. Talk to your angels. They're here for you. They love you more than you could ever possibly imagine. And they want to help you in every aspect of your life. Wishing you love, light, and many, many blessings. Namaste.